You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 135 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you a mistake I made in my productivity technique that has led me into a rut. And I know that this is not a very popular topic to talk about, especially when, you know, people come to you to get tips and tricks and hacks and they want to hear what's working, not what's not working. But I really think that everything that we learn from mistakes, whether they're big ones or small ones. We learn from when we do things wrong as well as we learn from when we do things right. So I want to share this with you because this is a recent mistake. And the most painful thing for me is that I knew that doing this is a mistake, but I kind of, as I was doing it, I didn't realize that I was doing it. And I know that it sounds completely crazy, but I'm gonna just tell you what happened and you'll see how it affected me. So what happened was that lately, as I mentioned, the business has been growing rapidly, which is incredible, but it also means that I'm working more hours, that I have more responsibilities, that there are more moving parts that I need to keep control over. It means that there are more team members. Some of them are still in training. Others are just finished with their training and still need their, learning wheels. And this has been very time consuming. And what happened was that, so in the past, I used to plan out my days, taking into account one side of the paper was my business responsibilities and the other was my personal stuff. So if I need to go to the post office or I need to buy groceries or I need to clean something or I need to cook something, and I have neglected doing this. I have been planning only the working part of my duties, and I was kind of telling myself, well, if I need to buy something from the grocery shop, I'll just, you know, take a break and do it during a break or something. Or if I need to cook something, okay, I'm gonna cook it in the evening when I'm done with all my work. And while this worked for a short period of time, with time, what happened was that I would plan my day to the fullest with work-related tasks, and then I would suddenly realize, oh my god, we don't have ghee, I need to make ghee, or oh my god, we don't have dinner for tonight, so I need to defrost something really quick and cook it. And because we have been, Maron and I have been on a GAPS diet for the past couple of months, it means that we cook more, and it means that we need to buy fresher things, so less frozen stuff. Everything is, you know, fresh produce, really good for you, really healthy, really yummy, but it takes more time to prepare it. So I found myself having an overload and spending all my free quote-unquote time basically doing stuff that I never planned on doing. And I found myself working not 24/7 because I did sleep at night, but pretty much a lot more than I'm used to. And I also started dabbing into my weekends because here in Israel, a weekend is a Friday and a Saturday, but I work with an American and Australian crowd, meaning that their weekend is Saturday and Sunday. So from one side of the story, it's awesome because Sundays are working days for me. So, you know, I start working, I do everything, and by the time that my clients or my colleagues wake up on Monday morning, boom, half of the stuff that need to be done are already done because I had the entire Sunday to work on it. On the other hand, it means that on a Friday, if something happens and they need me, I can't really say no. Well, I can say no, but because of the importance and the sensitivity of the projects that we're currently handling, I really didn't want to. So what happened was that I was getting only one free day instead of a day and a half or even two. And for me, this is a real productivity bust. And I'm a bit ashamed to mention that even during my Saturdays, I found myself sitting and checking project statuses and planning out the next week and, you know, writing emails to team members, doing stuff that is definitely defined as work during my playtime. And I already know that this is not good for my productivity. I know that it this type of behavior makes me burn out really fast. And I have been through this back in the army and back when I just started my entrepreneurial journey. I know that it's really bad for me. I know that this is not something that can work for me for as long as even a month. But I just felt that there was no other choice, among other reasons, because this week Mehran has, well, by the time that this episode is live, hopefully he is already after it, he has a minor surgery done. It's all planned, it's all good, it's going to be really tiny, but still, it means that during the day of the surgery and at least one day afterwards, we both are not going to be working. And when you're an entrepreneur, there are no sick days. There are no days off. Your team needs you. Your customers need you. Even with SOPs in place, you still need to work more the weeks beforehand to be able to allow yourself to be completely, you know, offline. So I've been dabbing into my free time and into my evenings and into my weekends. And what it caused is a complete burnout, meaning that I am not as effective during the time that I work as I used to be. Every muscle of my productivity body is aching because I'm completely burned out. I find myself staring in the screen of my laptop, forgetting what I was about to do, which is very untypical to me. And I know that the minute that I take a complete weekend off and I restrict my working hours, I know that this is going to go away, and hopefully this weekend the healing is going to start. But I wanted to share with you how not getting enough rest can really screw up your productivity. And, you know, I grew up in a house and in a society and in my, you know, social circles that promoted all day work 24/7, 7 days a week, because this is how we do it. And I don't know how about the States or Europe or Australia or other parts of the world, but I know that in Israel, it's very, very, very popular to say that the more you work, the more important stuff you do, the less you can say no to your job, the more good things it means about you and how important you are and how good of a job you do. And I used to believe it for years, especially when I was working 18 hours a day in the army. But this is bull. Seriously, guys. I have been in this situation many times and it has never, ever worked out as well as having work time and play time really distinct from each other. I know that time management is very individual. There is no one size fits all, but I think that separating from your work time and your play time is important to everyone. Just the way that you do it and how much work time versus how much play time you need. This is the unique, custom tailored suit that you need to decide for yourself. But I just want to remind you how important it is to take some time off. Not only because you need the rest physically, mentally, whatever it is, but also because when you rest, it allows your mind to percolate. It allows your mind, like a computer, to store the data that is not daily necessity at the backlogs and retrieve things that are important and bring you new, refresh ideas. Do you know how you always get this brilliant idea while you're in the shower or, you know, just when you're about to fall asleep? This is not by accident. This is actually because there are reactions occurring in your brain during this playtime. So embrace it. Admit that you need it. God knows I do. I need it. And please learn from my mistakes. Don't make mistakes of your own if you can learn from mine. I promise you, every time I'll make a biggie, obviously I do. I mean, I make mistakes all the time. I'm human. But when I make something as big of a mistake as this one, I promise to share it with you. I really want you to be able to look at productivity from a perspective that doesn't include you, so you can see kind of how things turn out to be, how all the pieces of the puzzle stick together, and you can make a decision for your own. So this is my mistake. This is what I have been doing, and now I'm fixing it with rest and with limiting myself. And yes, it means that projects will take a bit longer than I wanted them to. And maybe I will lose a bit of money because I will delegate more things because I don't want to do them because I want to have more time off. But you know what? If I don't do this, I won't have any projects and I won't have anything because I will not be able to turn my mind on and I will not be able to do what I do best. And this is a lot more important than, you know, working just a little bit less and maybe not delivering early on every deadline, maybe just delivering on time, you know. So this is everything I wanted to share with you guys. And I mentioned this on a blab, my first blab that I did this week. You can find me over at blab.im. Just search for I'm Julie Tweets. This is my handle. Me, Mike Vardy, and Laura McClellan, and a few other amazing, amazing, amazing people were there. And we were talking all about productivity. I wanted to offer you, if you would like a Q&A session with me on Blab, this is a cool platform. I would love to do that. Just shoot me an email to j@imjulie.com, either with your question or with anything that you want me to cover in future blabs, and I will post it, you know, for everyone to see. Obviously, you can join live. I will plan this ahead and let you know, enough time in advance so you can come and join, and I'll try to make it as time difference friendly as I can, at least to the folks over at the United States. And the final thing, just a reminder that this weekend is when I'm going to be deciding about taking this podcast to branching out into project management and how to handle your day job in a most effective way. If you have an opinion about it, if you want me to talk about it or don't want me to talk about it, please send me an email to j@imjulie.com and I would love, love, love to make your dreams come true. Just kidding. I was just thinking about Aladdin, the movie. So I thought about the genie and about, you know, making three wishes come true. It's silly, but I'm a Disney fan. So I kind of always am thinking about something of Disney. Okay, enough of that. I'm just rambling. Thanks, guys. It was a lovely sharing this with you. I hope you will take this to the right direction. I hope you will learn from my mistakes. And please remember that life is short. So learn from my mistakes. Don't make your own. Bye.